Vernice had a dream to fly. However, that dream wasn't simply to take to the air, but to push the limits of what had been done before her. What resulted was an amazing story of determination that inspires people today. Her story is this edition of The American Countryside. Vernice Armour says an event at her university captured her imagination.
When I was in college, I saw a woman in a flight suit, and I said, that would be cool. And even though I went on to become a cop, I never forgot about seeing that woman in the flight suit.
She did become a cop in Nashville, but a member of her training class inspired her to pursue the dream of wearing that flight suit.
And there was actually a guy in my academy class that was formerly in the Army, aviator. He was 55 years old. He could outrun all of us. We called him Pappy. He had been an aviator. And I said, you know, I can always be a cop. I don't always have the opportunity to be a combat pilot.
She left the force and became the pilot of a Cobra attack helicopter in the summer of 2001. She did not realize what she had accomplished until she returned home.
After serving a couple tours in Iraq, much to my surprise when I got back, found out that I'd become America's first African-American female combat pilot. And folks started asking, you know, how'd you do this? How'd you do that? How'd you do this?
After leaving the military, she wrote a book and began speaking about her experiences, applying them to real-life challenges people face in their lives. Although that work is now a full-time job, she hasn't taken her eyes completely off of flying.
Space flight is pretty attractive, so I'm making sure I stay in shape and keeping my eyes on that. You know, Branson, he's always doing some cool things out there, and he's going to need some pilots, and maybe I'll go up once or twice.
But what is it like to be in combat in Iraq? We'll visit about one of her most memorable missions and how it affected the lives of many. It's next time as we travel the countryside. In Indianapolis, Indiana, I'm Andrew McCray.